In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. It is the season right now to hear a particular word, which I think in the next week we'll hear a lot of. That word is freedom. Now, of course, we hear it because of the civic holidays that are coming up. And we use this word a lot in our civic life and in daily life. You hear phrases like, let freedom ring. A few years ago, it was, freedom isn't free. Or perhaps most wisely, free is just another word for nothing left to lose. And yes, you will be singing Janis Joplin the rest of the day. You're welcome. Well, what is freedom? We use this word a lot, but I think a lot of times it becomes a throwaway word or something that we don't really understand conceptually. Many years ago, I spent some time in Venezuela, and I was actually back visiting a couple years after I had lived there. And a friend of mine who was a priest and I were trying to go to an ordination in the southern part of the country, which was a couple hours away from where he lived, and it was near the Brazilian border. And so we decided to hire a taxi to take us down there, and it happened to be a national holiday in Venezuela, and the cab driver wanted to charge us double. And I was really surprised to hear this, because when my friend Adams, who was this priest, he started arguing. He said, you can't charge us double. And he said, well, it's a free country, you know. Maybe some people don't understand the idea of freedom. Freedom is not permission for usury. And freedom, it is not a thing that stands alone. It is a lack. It is a lack of bondage. It is like how cold is not a thing on its own, but it is a lack of heat. In our reading from Galatians today, St. Paul says, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Now, what St. Paul is talking about here is not freedom in the sense that we often use it. It's not freedom in a civic or institutional sense, or this throwaway word. What St. Paul is talking about is the truest and most honest form, the most real form of freedom. And that is freedom in a spiritual sense. This kind of freedom is freedom from sin and death. It is freedom from fear and sadness. St. Paul continues on to say, live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. And this is where St. Paul gets a little difficult, because he starts giving this laundry list of wrongdoings that exist. And as he's going through this list, and I'm sure we all have this experience, that there is probably not a human being alive that has not done at least one or two of those things on that list. And then, just to add insult to injury and make us really squirm, he says, those who do those things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, there's good news for today, isn't it? But then St. Paul continues on and he says, by contrast, the fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All also attributes, things that we have all done. And I think what St. Paul is getting at is, rather than thinking about all these things, oh my gosh, I can think of a few times that I've gotten angry or whatever, St. Paul is telling us we should not get hung up on the vices, but rather we should focus on the fruits of the Spirit. And to be quite honest, those vices are irrelevant to those of us who have been redeemed by Christ. And so, we can let them go. We are free to live by the fruits of the Spirit without being concerned of being held down by our vices or wrongdoings. We had two other stories in our readings today. The story from 1 Kings and our gospel story from Luke. On a certain level, these stories kind of bother me because there's parts of them that seem very contradictory to one another. They're both call stories. The first story is from 1 Kings, and it's the calling of Elisha, the prophet who followed Elijah. That never gets confusing, believe me. Elijah goes out and he finds Elisha to be his successor, and he throws his mantle on him. And then Elisha says, well, before I go off and serve God, let me go and kiss my mother and father goodbye. Seems like a fair request. Elijah says, go for it. So he goes off. He says goodbye to his friends and family. They throw him a going away party. He comes back to his oxen that he had been plowing the field with, and he slaughters his oxen, gives the meat away to the poor, and then he goes on his way, having taken care of all of his business. Now that seems like a pretty good way to be called. But then we have this story in the gospel, and we have three different people that are all called but have baggage. And one of these particular, they all sort of follow a similar pattern. One really bothers me because Jesus goes up to a man and he says, follow me. And the man said, oh sure, I'll go follow you, but Lord, first let me go and bury my father. And you would think Jesus would say, like Elijah, go for it. But instead, Jesus says, let the dead bury their own dead. In other words, those who are not living with Christ can deal with the dead. Don't bother with the earthly things, but go now and proclaim the gospel, the sense of urgency. Now you have to ask, why is it that Elisha got to say goodbye and this nameless man in the gospel can't? They seem like contradictions. Well, one of the things that's helpful is to back up a little bit and sort of look at these from a broad perspective. Both of these stories are about letting go to things that tie us down. Elisha did it differently than the men in the gospel. Elisha went ahead, he got closure, he said goodbye, he slaughtered his animals, saying there's no going back. And these three men were preoccupied, in the gospel, these three men were preoccupied with what was tying them down. And this gets us back to St. Paul and this dialogue about freedom. So much in our lives bog us down. We really are tied down by quite a few things in our lives, and things that are distractions, things that sometimes take our focus away from serving Christ. And we get busy. Oh gosh, are we busy? And we feel, and then we get tired. And then we feel guilty for being tired and not being able to complete our tasks. And then we feel frustrated. And then we feel guilty for being frustrated. We get angry. And then we feel guilty for being angry. They're very human experiences, and they're things that we all go through. Freedom in Christ is not having to worry about things of this world. It's about being able to put aside everything and focusing on serving God. Maybe, just maybe, free is just another word for nothing left to lose. Or better, maybe freedom is not worrying about losing or gaining, but only worrying about keeping our focus on Christ. Well, it sounds quite perfect, doesn't it? The reality is, folks, we will never find perfect freedom. Because in our lives, there will always, always, always be things that tie us down. It's our reality. It's the way life goes. But there is hope. Because we can always strive. We can always continue to shift our focus away from those things that distract us, that tie us down. And we can let go and focus on Christ. When we focus on Christ and shift our energy away from those things that wear us down, that is when we get a glimpse of that true freedom. A freedom that only Christ can give. Amen.